This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It'll be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Ministry of Home Affairs has handed over the investigation of the Pahalgam terror attack to the National Investigation Agency, NIA. Sources said that now the agency will formally probe the terror attack incident. Earlier, the NIA team had visited the terror attack site. The attack took place on the 22nd of this month in the Basaran forest area of Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir, in which 26 people were killed and many injured. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all media channels to refrain from showing live coverage of anti-terrorist operations and movement of security forces in the interest of national security. It said that the media, digital platforms and individuals play a vital role in safeguarding national security. The ministry asked them to refrain from reporting based on sources-based information related to defense operations or movement. It said premature disclosure of sensitive information may inadvertently assist hostile elements and endanger operational effectiveness and the safety of personnel. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat has emphasized that non-violence is India's religion and a key part of its values, but teaching a lesson to oppressors and hooligans is also its religion. Speaking at an event to mark the release of the book The Hindu Manifesto in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Bhagwat said that India never harms or disrespects others, but there is no cure if someone is bent on being evil. He asserted that non-violence is ingrained in the nation. In Jammu and Kashmir, on the request of the Cabinet, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has summoned a one-day special session of the Legislative Assembly tomorrow to discuss Pahalgam terror attack in which 25 terrorists, tourists and a local were killed and many others injured. The Assembly will pay tribute to those killed in the terror attack, followed by discussion on the incident and related issues, and then passing a resolution strongly condemning the incident, which sent shockwaves not only in the country but across the world. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has launched a dedicated platform to report suspicious claims regarding the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2025 examination. NTA advised candidates not to be misled by unscrupulous elements who indulge in malpractice and try to deceive candidates with false claims. It also requested candidates to report such misleading information and persons on the official website of NTA until 5 p.m. on 4th of next month. As the world gathers for Waves 2025 from May 1st to 4th, 2025, the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit in Mumbai, India, will proudly unveil the Bharat Pavilion, a vibrant tribute to the country's profound legacy of storytelling and its growing influence in the global media and entertainment landscape. Guided by the theme Kala to Code, the pavilion will celebrate India's spirit of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, the world is one family, and showcase how the country's artistic traditions have long been a beacon of creativity, harmony and cultural diplomacy. The death toll from a devastating explosion that rocked the sprawling Shahid Rajai port near Bandar Abbas in southern Iran yesterday has risen to 14 with at least 750 injured. President Masoud Pezeshkian, in a statement on social media, has expressed his sorrow and sympathy with the victims and issued an order to investigate the causes of the incident. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings shared points after the crucial India Premier League match was abandoned due to incessant rain and thunderstorm at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 200 new runs, Kolkata Knight Riders were 7 for no loss in one over when rains stopped play. And that is the end of this news bulletin.